This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
There's a story on the Green Times that says, in a major victory for Wild Coast communities, the Grahamstown High Court in Makanda has ordered Shell to immediately cease its seismic blasting along the South African Wild Coast. They also ordered Shell and the Minister of Mineral Resources to pay the cost of the application for the interim interdict. You'll find that story published at the end of last year on thegreentimes.co.za. And now, in a feeling of a bit of deja vu, now it's stopped the imminent seismic survey off the Western Cape Coast. What a pleasure to welcome the Executive Director of the Green Times, eco-consultant and coach. It's the lovely Elma Pollard. Morning, Elma. Busy start to the year.
Good morning. Back on my perch because there's work to be done.
Exactly.
We were so excited at the end of last year that we were successful after loads of effort by people from across the world. Honestly, everybody worked right through Christmas on that thing to try and get the imminent seismic testing, well, that actually started off the Wild Coast, stopped. And that was successful, so that was really exciting, and it was based on the fact that the local fishermen, the fisher communities, were not notified beforehand. They weren't aware of it. You know, the so-called 30 days notification period, it wasn't published in a way that local people were aware of it, so they didn't have input. And also, the other thing was that all the research, loads and loads of peer-reviewed research that explains and proves how damaging it is to sea life was also not taken into account. So on those two bases, that case, Shell was stopped and they've left.
Wow.
But now we've got two other threats. We've got this seismic testing at the Western Cape Coast, starting on the 15th of January, following which there's also one in Algoa Bay. So we'll go there third. But right now, we take them one by one to sort that out. So right now, we've got the Western Cape Coast, and if people look at the story, and there's a map that shows exactly how off Cape Town, very much in West Coast up. They are planning to do the similar seismic testing, and this is now an Australian company planning to do this, this is a wonderful conglomeration of people. We are South Africans. It's the biggest civil movement in South Africa, 15 million people, and growing. Is it 15 or is it 50? 15 million people, that's right. People are really getting together around our environment, which I think is just the most exciting thing about 2022.
So, Elma, for those who might not know, can you help us to understand why we need to stop the seismic survey? People might be saying, I'm sure they're doing something that's useful. Yes, in a way, but this is the potential damage. So can you help us to understand what exactly is it that they're doing and what makes it so dangerous?
Well, the problem is that, for example, this testing will go on for 55 to 180 days by the ship BGP Pioneer and supported by Mariana G. So what they do is they drag a thing behind the ship. It's called a source array and a streamer cable. And this thing is up to 12 kilometers long and up to 8 meters deep under the sea.
Yes.
So this thing then shoots blasts at the bottom of, at the ocean bottom, which then, and with sound coming back from the blast, and according to that sound, they can test whether there are pockets of gas under the ocean floor or not. So they do either 2D or 3D testing or both. And 2D testing is a direct line cable that is dragged behind the ship, 100 shots per fire. So that's a hell of a lot. And then 3D is they spread it out, so it goes over a bigger area, these blasts, and it's short, sequentially short on top of each other.
Yes.
So they're basically blasting chronically for all of this time. And then the problem there is the sound. So it's 250 decibels, the sound that it gets up to. And now you have to remember that whales' sounds are between 140 and 190 decibels.
Yes.
So this is the big issue for sea life. I don't know how you feel if people blast terrible noises in your ears chronically for a period of time.
55 days.
You know, everybody gets disoriented. And whales, for example, communicate with their calls according to sound. Lots of sea life communicates via sound. So this sound is much louder than natural sea sounds that you normally hear. So they all lose touch with each other. You know what it's like in the ocean? You can't see far.
Yeah.
You can't see much further than your hand. So communication is via sound. Same with us, actually. I mean, if we can't talk, if we're completely mute, we can't talk, we can't hear, we're very disoriented and very, very vulnerable. So it just makes the sea life incredibly vulnerable. And this effect in those areas are threatened African penguins, two subspecies of blue whales, the pygmy blue whales, the southern right whale, bride's whale, loggerhead sea turtles, the orca, loads of shark species, and we know that our sharks are threatened. And, of course, don't even forget about fish and the other sea life that we all depend on and that our tourism depends on to a big degree as well. We also have in that area one of the biggest whale pods in the world, which we're very, very proud of. We've been protecting the whales forever. Mm. And here it comes a direct threat to the whales, to the tourism industry, to the fishing industry. Think of the West Coast fishing communities. Nobody knows about this.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be a 30 days period where people could comment. No, we couldn't find anything about that in the media. So we don't know where it was published, but people were not aware of it. This was during Christmas time when, you know, people are having holidays.
Yeah.
So it's just the steps were not followed properly. And so there's an interdict to try and stop it, and it will be delivered to the president, Minister Gwede Mantashe and Barbara Preces, and there will also be further litigation against them.
I was listening to an interview on our news bulletin here earlier in the week, I think it was Monday, from the CEO of We Are South Africans. And one of the things that he mentioned in the conversation that he had, he said, even if they see a pod of whales ahead of them, it takes this boat 11 kilometers to stop, to even try to turn. So the chances are, even if it sees the whales, it cannot stop.
Incredibly cumbersome, limited maneuverability.
Mm.
Yeah, 11 kilometers ahead, 11 on the side, and 17 behind needs to be clear for this ship to be able to turn. So it's actually warned the other ships, if I see you coming, I can't stop. So everybody else must get out of the way. So, you know, one of the arguments that they had of the West Coast was, oh, they were going to send a boat ahead to try and chase the wildlife away so that they can stop if they see there's something or turn. And this is not even possible here. So, I mean, Cape Town is up in arms. The Western Cape is up in arms. We need to do everything we can, sign this petition, and let's get this business stopped.
You can find the story. It's called Stop the Imminent Seismic Survey off the West Cape Coast. And Elma, this is all for the sake of gas, of non-renewable fossil fuels?
Possible gas. And this is non-renewable. This causes climate change. And if they do find it and they decide to start mining, loads of other damage as well. We've had lots of incidences of gas leaks, massive gas leaks on the planet. Terrible environmental damage. So it's just in our time of fighting climate change and signing the COP agreements doesn't make any sense at all.
It's a marine protected area. So if you want to be part of stopping the seismic survey of the Western Cape, you'll find the story on The Green Times. You can't miss it. There's a beautiful picture of a breaching humpback whale, which you find off the West Coast. And could you imagine one of those being separated from its pod, potentially even being separated from its calf by this boat? And who knows what would happen then? So find out more and be part of the answer. If that's something that's burning in your heart this morning, you'll find it all on The Green Times. Elma, thanks for the hard work. I mean, I know sometimes you write your own stories or you share information from others with the graphics and this map, which gives such beautiful information as to where and what the dangers are, as well as excellent photography just to you and the team at The Green Times. Thanks for a super publication.
And thank you to you guys for giving us this platform to get the news further out. I think it's important for the world to get the message that South Africa protects her wildlife. We love nature. We are not going to allow this to happen.
Thanks for being part of The Answer. Elma, we'll connect again next week. Take care and be well.
Thank you. Blessings.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.